89 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Good morning, everybody. My guest today is one of those persons under 40 years of age you want to keep your eye on, because he is doing dynamite things in the field of real estate in the Bahamas. His credentials are stellar. For starters, he is an accredited buyer's representative. In other words, he specializes in working with buyers who want to purchase real estate in the Bahamas. He has completed not one, but four certified residential specialist courses in both the Bahamas and the United States of America, further sharpening his skills in the buying and selling of properties such as homes, commercial buildings, and vacant land. And add to that, property rentals too. His successful completion of courses offered by the Bahamas Real Estate Institute qualifies him as a licensed real estate broker. And he is one who has worked locally for some 15 years in both large and boutique-styled real estate offices, including his own, all of which has earned him the title of real estate expert. Today, he is the CEO of One Oak Bahamas, a 10-agent real estate company servicing the entire Bahamas. And as if that were not enough, he tells me that he is also a certified cryptocurrency investor and trainer. But cryptocurrency is not why he's here today. He is here today because we are locking arms to point you in the direction of real estate empowerment, to finally own the home you've always dreamed of at an affordable price. You may say how. We say through the purchase of repossessed property. So, let us help you get excited about this home ownership opportunity. And as you do, please help me welcome my special guest to the show, real estate expert Matt Sweeting. I am attorney Indiana Fitzgerald, your guest host for today, and you are listening to Guardian Radio AM Live on 96.9 FM. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM live on 96.9 FM. I'm here this morning with my special guest, Matt Sweeting. And I hope that you're going to be inspired by the show that we will have this morning for you. Matt, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm off.
Excellent. Matt is joining us by Zoom today, everybody, so he's not in studio. Are you still able to hear me, Matt?
Very clearly.
Excellent. So I just want to put out there, and everybody's hearing that, as I said in the monologue, we are trying to empower people in terms of real estate. And that's going to be the topic for today, in particular, the purchase of repossessed property for such empowerment. And you know, Matt, my Bahamian people, many people in the Bahamas are living in circumstances that are not pleasing to them. They're living in circumstances where they don't own where they live. As a result, they're paying rent, which they know is dead money, because at the end of the day, you own nothing when you pay rent. That they are in a situation where they may be living with other people, and it's not pleasant. You know what it is to live in a house with 5, 10 others. You put something in the fridge, and you come back today, and it's gone.
Yes.
Some people are just tired of waiting on that government list to see if they would be able to get a government home. Some people are tired of not being able to get on the government list to have their own home. And then you have some people who are perhaps in a situation where they have a home today. They may be married, but the marriage is deteriorated. They know the court is going to order a division of the home, so they're going to have to sell it. Now they have to find somewhere to live, but they only have so much money to work with, and they can't afford a brand new home. Brand new home house prices are very large in some instances. And then you have a situation in which, yes, I may want to be a home investor, but my money just isn't that big. So at the end of the day, the question is, what can they do? But we say there is something that they can do. There is hope out there. They can buy repossessed property to live in. What do you say, Matt?
Yeah, I think that's a very, very viable option. As you and I have had earlier discussions, the opportunity that repossessions provide is a slight to moderate discount on the market value of the property. And so what that means is that a property that might be appraised at $250,000, in some cases, they might be able to get that for $200,000.
Yes. And we will get into how the bank makes that deduction. So that basically, with a repossessed house, the house may have a value of one thing, but you can get a discount. You know, we all love a good discount now, Matt. We love a good discount.
Absolutely.
You can get a discount to make that house more affordable for you. But let's talk about this for a minute. In terms of the Bahamas, how many repossessed homes would you say are on the market today? What they call distressed properties, properties that belong to people who couldn't pay their mortgages to the banks or whatever facility lent them the money to purchase those homes. And so now those facilities have taken back possession of the home and they're now on the market for sale. How many of those types of houses are out there?
Yeah, I don't have an exact number, and it's obviously over 5 to 7 institutions that have or hold repossessed properties. But if I had to make an educated guess, I would say that number is well into the 300s.
Wow. And these homes are all over New Providence?
All over the Bahamas, yes.
So you could get something east, west, north, or south, depending on your desire.
That is correct.
And then there's the Family Islands. Are they there as well?
Correct.
So in terms of percentage of repossessed properties on New Providence, what percentage would you say are here?
And again, this is just an educated guess. This is an arbitrary number, but I would say probably about 85% of the repossessed properties that I have seen are in New Providence.
Right. And on the Family Island, the remainder would be 15% or so. Okay. Yeah. And Matt, what I like about you, that's why I said in my monologue about you that you're doing really dynamic, dynamite things in the field of real estate, because you're one of the only persons I've seen out there in realty that's actually doing these cute little videos about the properties that you sell. Because you're not only about selling repossessed property as an expert real estate person, but you're also about selling other types of property as well, and doing rental property matters as well. But with your videos, you actually take us into these repossessed properties as if we are spending the day with you, driving with you in your car, jumping out and going in these places to have a look. And it's so down home that in one of them, I see you saying, this was a spot in the house where the cat jumped out at you.
That's right.
You know, what I love about the videos too is, here it is, you're walking through with the video camera in your hand. And in the video, we can see your face. We can see you talking through a little video within a video, as it were. And it's wonderful. And you take us through and you show us, yes, this is the defect in the roof. And this is maybe a little problem with the bathroom. But you also suggest how it can be repaired if the person is interested in purchasing the place.
Yeah,
I love it. And you've taken us all over the island with it. You know, it's just wonderful. So my question to you today is, why did you choose to do these types of videos in the first place?
Yeah, certainly. You know, it all comes back to what I would want if I was looking to do anything, right? Yeah. When I walk into a store, when I walk into a restaurant, you know, you think about any place where you're looking for service, and really all you want is for someone to be honest with you, someone to essentially be your friend and give you a friendly opinion or perspective on what they would like. When me and my wife go to a restaurant, we ask the waiter, what do you like? What do you get? And similarly, in real estate, my goal and objective is to provide a similar kind of service. And so when I get on video, I'm talking to you as you are my friend. And that is the expectation that we're going to connect sometime in real estate. You know, one of the strong beliefs I have is that if people are ambitious, and anybody that have big ambitions, I think our generation has that in spades, but generally Bahamians are ambitious people.
Yes.
And if you are an ambitious person, you need to learn about real estate. And if you need to learn about real estate, if real estate is going to be a part of your financial success, then you need to have an acquaintance, a connection in it that you could call and say, hey, Matt, what do you think about this area? What do you think about this property? What do you think about these improvements? And so the way that I do that and build initial rapport with people is by doing these videos. And doing these videos in the way that I would want to see them, right? You want someone to talk down to earth. Oftentimes, what we've seen historically in real estate videos is that they're glamorized, right? They don't show the hole in the wall. They don't show the water in the street. They don't show the dilapidated house next door. And that's not conveying the real story about real estate all the time. And so I thought it was an interesting perspective to show real estate as it is. I think the other thing that we see is that oftentimes agencies, they only give glamour to luxury properties, right?
Right.
Where's the video tour of the property in Nassau Village or Selinden, Pinland Estates or Garden Hills or Yamacraw Estates for that matter? And so where is the tour for that? And so for those reasons is the reason why I decided to really dive into conveying marketing and conveying videos in this way.
And the thing about it, Matt, is, you know, these homes have such potential that when you do get involved with them and you do decide to purchase one of them, you can fix them up because those over the hill areas have very nice homes in them too, you know. That, like you say, Bahamians are ambitious. A lot of Bahamians still have a sense of pride about where they live. So there's so much potential there. And I'm so glad that you're actually tapping into this market. So when did you start to do these videos, Matt?
Yeah, it was probably about a year ago this month, maybe. That I posted my first video predominantly on TikTok, but I'm all over social media.
Yes.
And TikTok, you know, generally has a bit of a younger field. People are my generation and generations older than I am feel it's a little children's social media.
Right.
And to a large degree, TikTok has become the opposite. It's become everybody's playground for entertainment, for education, and the like. And so about a year ago, I posted this video about how much money is required to purchase Bahamas real estate. And I was overwhelmed by the responses. And this was the first motivation for me or indication to me that people are interested in real estate information. They are not just interested in seeing people dance and make a fool of themselves on TikTok. They're actually interested in real information on this platform. That video, you know, ended up generating over 70,000 views.
Wow.
And that was clear to me, oh, people actually want to learn about what we might consider the not the hottest topic, right?
Right. And the thing about it is, and we'll get to this in a minute, but I like what you said earlier about taking them into the area and showing them this is what the whole neighborhood looks like. So, mm-hmm. so you know, you can know, can I live there? Yeah, I think I could still survive it. Or you may say, well, maybe I need to wait for his next video. So how do we get people to see those videos that you have out there? Because I saw your video on TikTok and I'm not a kid. And although I won't say that magic number that I am, right?
Right.
And it kept me interested and looking forward to the next video. And so people just need to know that, okay, you may see a repossessed house there today that may not interest you, but keep looking because other videos are going to come from you, I would think. And you may find a home that is best for you, right?
Right. And so, let me comment on that because, You know, as I tell people, off by the time it reaches TikTok, I'm there because I'm showing someone the house.
Right.
And so you're a little bit late in the first place, right? By the time it reaches TikTok. What I might suggest is that anybody is interested in real estate or repos, go to mattsweeting.com/search. And what that does is now engage myself and my team to say, okay, Indiana Fitzgerald is looking for this home in this area at this price in this timeline. Mm-hmm. And our team is going to get to work in trying to find that for you. And so by the time it reaches TikTok, I might be showing Indiana a house that I figure if Indiana's not interested, let me post it here because there might be other interests as well.
Right. So it may a video may still reflect a home that's not yet sold.
Correct.
Repossessed, and they need to get in touch with you real quick to start the ball rolling on it if they're interested.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, to further that comment, a large degree of the properties that are posted there are privately owned. And so a couple of things to note is that a number of repossessors or financial institutions mm-hmm. are listing their repossessed properties directly with real estate agencies.
Right.
Right. And so that means that the properties that you see on my website or the MLS are repossessed properties. That's number one. And then number two, a number of them are privately owned as well. And so as a real estate agent, our agency, because of our membership with the Bahamas Multiple Listing Service, we have access to every listing in the country. So if you see ABC Realty is signed there or ABC has it listed, we can help you get that property. We think that service is the exception or the real offering that One Oak Bahamas and Matt Sweeting brings to the table. We're going to make sure that we make sure that you're protected, make sure you get the hard questions answered mm-hmm. and that someone is on your side asking the tough questions.
And let's talk about the way that these properties are handled by the banks once a person falls into arrears with their mortgage. At the end of the day, when the bank wants to take back possession of these properties, they actually have to go through a court process. And in the course of that court process, you say that there are two documents that will appear in that process. One will be the bank statement of the arrears, of course, and explaining to the court why it is that they are actually there seeking to take the property back from the initial owner and to move on to reselling it. But the second thing is there's going to be an appraisal, you say, put before the courts with some figures on it. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. And so let me start with the disclaimer that I'm speculating. I do not work for a financial institution, nor have I been either the recipient of a repossessed property before. Right. Or on the grounds of it, right?
Right.
And so I'm speculating to a large degree the two parts of that element to move forward with the repossession mm-hmm. is what is the property value? Mm-hmm. And this person has been in arrears in excess of blank period,
right.
which in my opinion, or my speculation is more than 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when we say that these properties are cheaper, they are cheaper because there is something you called, and I don't want to get the term wrong, forced market valuation or forced market sale that comes into play?
Certainly, certainly.
Tell us more about that.
Certainly. So one of the institutions that my agency works with directly, and this institution says, hey, Matt, you and your company are one of the companies we've decided to represent us in our repossessed or distressed properties. Mm-hmm. So when a new property has already gone through the vacant possession, so they have already obtained vacant possession, meaning I have full access to the house, they provide me with the keys or a lockbox at the property to show it. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's in conjunction with this process is an appraisal. Mm-hmm. And this appraisal, oftentimes I have access to it, is a slightly different from a traditional appraisal in the sense that it has the inclusion of this term that you and I discussed earlier called a forced market value. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that there are some external factors leading to an adjusted price for this property, mm-hmm. right? So Some of these external factors are in the case that the bank has a considerable motivation to move this property quickly, right? It could be market conditions that's leading to a forced market value. But in this particular case, we're talking about repossessions. And so that number, which could vary based on a number of variables, area of the property, a condition of the property, market conditions, are we in a seller's or a buyer's market, could determine the range of reduction in price from market value. Let me break that down. That was a lot of words.
Yeah.
So a property that might be valued, if I were to get a private appraisal, I told the appraisal company, hey, listen, I just want to know what my home is valued. And they appraise it at $250,000.
Right.
Let's assume the same property was appraised from this institution looking to get this repossessed property off their books.
Right.
They're asking for the appraiser to include this forced market value price in the appraisal. And so that same home that was $250,000 might, in some cases, listen to the exact wording, in some cases, with the forced market value inclusion, be upwards of 20% off market value. 20% of the 250, let me get my math right. I think that's 50,000.
Boy,
right.
You know, you can't get no figures wrong around here, Matt.
You cannot.
Beat you like old rug. You can't add. You can this and you can that. You'll be the subject of every meme. So you got to get it right. So if the valuation, as you say, is if the regular price of this home on a particular day is $250, and you get this benefit of the forced market valuation to come into play, so they say, well, we'll take 20% off the cost of this house. Mm-hmm. Then that means you pay the $50,000 is really taken off the house, so the house is now going to cost $200,000.
Potentially.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Potentially. And sometimes it could be more than 20% they take off.
In some cases, and again, it's based on those variables.
Mm-hmm.
Where the property is, how long is it sat on the market, mm-hmm. What's the condition of the home, what area is it in?
Is it a desired property by many?
Is it a desired property by many?
Yeah,
all of those factors play heavily into how much negotiation there is from market value and below.
Right. And the thing about it is, like you say, the bank wants these homes off their books, right?
Correct.
Because they're already at a loss if you aren't paying your mortgage on time.
Uh-huh.
Right. And they are expecting that money every month, and now the original homeowner isn't delivering. So they want it off their books. They don't want to have to fix it up. And so they're willing to let the thing go for a lot less than normal. But there's more that we want to say about that when we come back after the break. We'll be right back with Realtor Matt Sweeting.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
Five-time defending Charifta swimming champions Team Bahamas is headed to Barbados April 16th through 20th for the Charifta Swimming Championships. Show your support for Team Bahamas by placing an ad in the Nassau Guardian Special Charifta Swimming Championship section, which will be published on April 4th. This is your chance to congratulate Team Bahamas, the coaches, or an individual swimmer in their quest for a sixth title. For more information, call your Nassau Guardian account executive now at 302-2300, 302-2300, and get your message in our special Charifta Swimming Championship section. Get ready for the 2022 Charifta Swimming Championships and Team Bahamas going for gold again.
Guardian Radio 96.9 celebrates 10 years as the country's first ever and only all news talk radio station.
Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio.
Guardian 96.9 FM.
Come, join Guardian Radio 96.9 in this wonderful celebration of 10 years on the air by placing your ad in the Nassau Guardian's special anniversary tabloid publication.
Guardian Radio 96.9.
We have fantastic anniversary rates just for this occasion. Imagine full, half, and quarter page ads in color or black and white at the lowest rates ever.
And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.
And you can get 10 radio spots between April 11th and 15th for only $302. Prices include VAT. Call your account executive today at 302-2300. 302-2300. And get your ad in by Wednesday, April 6th. Come celebrate with Guardian Radio 96.9. 10 years of fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good evening, everybody. This is Attorney Indiana Fitzgerald. You're on Guardian Radio AM Live 96.9 FM with Realtor Matt Sweeting. We're talking about distressed properties. Ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to get those of you who need a home of your own, who want to know what it feels like to turn your key in your own lock and not have to be subject to the rules of a landlord or a bad landlord anymore, and just have your own piece of the Bahamian rock to come home to at night and to enjoy on the weekends. That is what we're trying to do for you today. Encourage you and motivate you to step out on a limb and get a repossessed property if you cannot afford a brand new home. And you can fix that thing up and fix that up as good as new and have the kind of quality of life that you want to have. You're working hard all day. Some of you working hard all night. You just need a place to rest your head that is peaceful and that is comfortable for you. So I hope that this show motivates you today to do some things about the current circumstances in which you live. So when we were having that conversation before the break, Matt, we were talking about the reasons why the bank will be happy to get these kinds of properties off their books. And another of the reasons is because sometimes the homeowners, I guess through their difficulty in keeping up with the mortgage, also have difficulty with keeping up with the shape of the property that they're living in. They may let some structural things go wrong, some internal things go wrong, and the bank doesn't want to be bothered fixing up all of those things either. So it says, take it as is and take it at a discount and do what you need to do. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, the bank is in the business of lending money. And so, you know, now what this increase, I would probably say over the last decade, has caused them to do is now restructure their operation. And so we see some institutions now have a property management division.
Right.
Their entire job is to maintain the properties, board up repossessed properties, so that they maintain the highest potential value. But you're absolutely right. Oftentimes what the bank is indicating by this forced market value and by their willingness to negotiate is that we want the property gone. And yeah, we aren't willing to do the repairs that might be necessary either.
But let me tell people something that they may not know. If you're a homeowner now, and it's unfortunate to know that you may have lost your home to the fact that you weren't able to make the payments on your mortgage. But I want people to know, when you get involved in a mortgage and the bank has to sell your property, take it back from you and sell it, one thing you need to know is that when the bank sells that property, if the money that they get for that property does not cover the entirety of the balance that remains on your loan, your mortgage with them, they can still come after you. So let's say you had a home and you owed $20,000 more on your mortgage and you couldn't pay it. So they repossessed the home. They got it sold on the market. But $10,000 still remained outstanding after the sale of that home to someone else. The bank can still come after you for that $10,000 differential. People don't know that when they enter a mortgage. And that is why, as an attorney, I'm going to say to you, when you go to enter a mortgage with any facility, do your homework. Mm-hmm. Ask the banker every question. Go to a realtor and get all the 411 you can get out of them in terms of advice. Mm-hmm. Ask other homeowners everything you can think of so that you get the fullest picture of what you're getting yourself into. Because I know some people who've lost some homes and thought that that was the end of it once their homes were sold to others by the bank, only to be surprised by a letter in the mail from the bank saying, guess what? We still need more money from you.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt, you would say, though, it's good for persons who know that they're delinquent, and it's likely that the bank is about to come to them and say, look, we're getting ready to take possession of this property, to come to you first as a realtor and have a conversation with you. Why?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a couple of suggestions for people in this position. But one of those suggestions is talk to a real estate agent, because what you must appreciate is that you still have the ability to sell your home. Mm-hmm. Even if you're in the early stages of repossession, which could very well take considerable time, could take, you know, upwards of a year, for the whole process to go through. Mm-hmm. Within that time, you could potentially sell and walk away with thousands of dollars to start your next journey, right?
Right.
And so I really think this is the best kept secret, because I believe that a lot of people who end up in repossession didn't realize that even though the bank has already sent me a letter, I could still sell my property myself. Let's assume the same idea of this person that had a house for $250,000. And this is a hurtful part about it, Indiana, is if this person has $100,000 worth of equity, which means that they paid off, let's say, upwards of $100,000 on that mortgage already.
Right.
For them to now lose all of that equity that they could have, if they sold their home themselves, they could potentially walk away with $100,000 in cash in their hand and pay the bank off what their payout amount is, which comes with some penalties. But again, it's more in their benefit to try to seek a private sale than to just throw their hands up and said, well, let the bank do what they do.
Right. Because you are going to look out for your best interest probably even more than the bank, who is just eager to get it off their books with the knowledge that they could still come after you.
Correct.
So you'll be the one pushing more. Let me try to fix this house up a little bit, paint this, do that, and get a better price than if I just depended on the bank to settle this situation. And Matt, to come and talk to somebody like you as a realtor about this type of situation, when you're in this distress, when you are facing possible repossession of your home or what they call foreclosure on your home, does it cost anything to come and talk to a gentleman like you about that?
No, it doesn't cost anything to talk to a gentleman like me or me, for example. Wow. And that's what you need to do. Have a quick chat. Feel free to reach out to me. Send me a WhatsApp, 808-6868, and say, hey, Matt, listen, I am one of those people you talk to. I just wanted to get on the phone and have a quick chat about how I could move forward and navigate. My next suggestion, Indiana, would be to talk to a company like Druber Solutions. This is a company that's been integral in what we are trying to achieve. Our goal as a company is to be the one-stop shop for everything real estate and finances. And we appreciate that a number of our clients are still trying to get their life in order to be able to purchase real estate. Well, Druber Solutions is our connection to help people get their lives right for real estate ownership. And for people that are facing repossession as well, just having a conversation with people with over 50, I think the company is boasting over 50 years in financial services education and people with financial services background, mm-hmm. they can help you figure out, how do I retain and regain my wherewithal with the bank? Could I still make this work? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you can. And so having a conversation with a company like Druba Solutions can help you do that as well.
It's a locally based company here in the Bahamas?
Absolutely. It is, yes.
How do you spell that, Matt, for people?
Druba is spelled D-R-E-W-B-E-R, Druba Solutions.
This is your company as well?
No, not my company, but they've become almost a partner in real estate for us, because we just know that if you don't have your money right, you can't buy real estate. And so we created this partnership in an effort to help more clients.
And you say they've been around for 50 years.
The team that they've developed has over 50 years of experience in either commercial banking or financial education.
Wow. Sounds good to me. Okay, so Matt, let's talk about how in the time of COVID, which we remain in today, you are able to allow people to personally view in the physical, the properties that are repossessed so that they may want to have a good look at and get a feel for and decide, hey, this is going to be my starter home.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the unique way that you approached that whole process of viewing properties in the time of COVID.
Yeah, certainly. So, one property, that did very well online, a lot of people were interested. And so we had upwards of 20 interested parties after the video was posted online. And what we did was my team and I, we met at the property. We had people lined up down the street. And so you could imagine it almost looked like a fast food line.
Right.
And so I would stand at the door of the property, and this is all organized. And so people are instructed, when you get there, please stay in your car until you're instructed to come up. I'm standing at the door, and my one job is to do tours. I'm just touring people through. My associate is the person kind of leading people and guiding people through this process. And so what that allowed us to do, I think they gave us 30 minutes to do this. Within 30 minutes, we had shown 20 people this property in the most orderly fashion possible.
Wow.
And if they needed to talk to me, they could wait back in their cars where we could, and we ended up submitting offers on the spot. Right there digitally. And so we have all of the systems in place to not only execute on multiple showings, we call it the COVID open house,
right.
But also the ability to make offers on the spot as well, based on technology.
Wow. Because I saw one of your videos on TikTok where you, as you say, you tell people, make an appointment, and then you try to get everybody to come as a group. And mm-hmm. you do have that orderly situation where they do wait in the car and they do get to come in. And like you say, now they can make that transaction happen in a New York minute, basically.
That's right.
But Matt, let's give people some advice about when they do come to view these homes, what they should be thinking in advance of coming, what they should be doing in advance of coming, who they should bring with them when they come, because one of the things I would think you'd want to do, because these properties, as we said earlier, are properties where the structure may not be in play the way that it should be, or the interior may not be as it should be because the owner didn't keep up the house in a good way. You're walking in with no knowledge as a potential buyer of what this structural situation may mean for you, or this internal situation may mean for you. Should probably be looking to bring somebody, I don't know if you have a contractor friend or a contractor that you can pay, or somebody who is knowledgeable about the structure of homes and inside and out to sort of guide you so that you can know, okay, the repairs I have to make here are probably going to take me out of the range of what I can afford. Or maybe the repairs that are so minimal, I think I could get the mortgage and I could do this myself, or I could pay cash for the property. And I have a little change left over and I can do this for myself. What do you say about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You need to bring people who could help you in the decision, right? Mm-hmm. And so don't bring your friend. And if you respect your friend's opinion, by all means, bring them. But right. Oftentimes what I'm seeing is people are bringing in, you know, children or people that do not contribute to the buying process. Right. Our instruction to people is bring the decision makers to be able to help you in this decision. And so some people, younger people, say, and they oftentimes want to do it as a second viewing. Bring your father or mother at the same time. If yes. they're the people that you're going to be relying on to say, this is a good buy, and you need their green light to move forward, then you should bring them the first time, right?
Right.
Absolutely. In repossessed properties, there's work to be done. There are termites issues that we often find in repossessions, mm-hmm. and structural or construction issues that require work. And so those professionals should be there at the first time of your showing. You know, the good thing about video is you can send them the video and do that preliminary viewing digitally or virtually.
Right.
And by the time that professional team comes there, you're coming there to make a decision and offer. I think that's also a key point, Indiana. Oftentimes with repossessions, especially in this market, and I don't know if I really want to do some content around the market condition change that 2022 has brought. Mm-hmm. This is not the kind of market where you come look at a property and I just sleep on it for a week or two and get back to you.
Yeah.
Not if you're looking to succeed in this market. The market is entirely different from a year or two ago, because what we've been seeing in spades is bidding wars happening. So this property that we're referencing right now, where there were 20 people there, 7 offers from my agency alone came in on this property.
Wow.
And so this isn't the kind of property where you could go sleep for 7 days and believe that it's still available.
Right.
You know, another property that we posted a few weeks ago, there was 125, extremely exceptional deal.
Mm-hmm. $125,000?
$125,000.
And yeah. People could manage a mortgage in relation to that sum. They could even pay cash for it in some cases.
In some cases, you are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still texting me up to today when they see the video wondering if it's still available. No, it is not still available, mm-hmm. because you have to be on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We have a system in our company, and I hate to rant, Indiana, but we have a system in our company called the Perfect Property Program, which means that anytime a listing like the 125 or like the 150 becomes available, you get an email directly. And for people, you know, usually what happens is when they call about the 125 listing that sold in a day, I tell them, hey, listen, you missed that one, mm-hmm. but send me a text. And the number again is 808-6868.
Mm-hmm.
And say, Matt, you know, put me on that program or send me your listings. And what I can do is now put you on a list where anytime a listing that fits your criteria becomes available, you can get that immediately. So absolutely. So just to recap the things people need to do if they're coming to look at repossessions or see property in 2022, be ready,
mm-hmm.
come with your decision makers, mm-hmm. and have your financing in order. And that means either reaching out to our agency, because again, in our objectives to be a one-stop shop, we have a mortgage broker that we work with, that could qualify you within 24 to 48 hours, so you know what the bank is willing to lend you. But alternatively, you could go to your financial institution and find out, hey, based on my income, based on my tenure on job, mm-hmm. how much money can I borrow? When you come with that information, and we've seen this work over and over, when you have that letter in hand prior to
a pre-qualifying letter, uh-huh. saying that you could satisfy a mortgage of X or Y amount.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. When mm-hmm. you have that letter in hand, that drastically helps your buying and negotiation ability.
Right.
Right. So that means if you have a letter, it says 200,000 and you made an offer for 150,000 on a home and you submitted the offer letter with mm-hmm. that pre-qualification letter,
mm-hmm.
what this seller knows is that I have a real buyer on the next end, as opposed right. to someone who's just coming to kick tires.
Or if you know that your bank will only give you 120,000 or whatever like that, so that's the price range you can work with. They can come and say to you, Matt, my bank only can give me 120, so you really got to help me push this price down into the range that I could afford.
Yes, absolutely.
Just going back, doubling back on what we were talking about, but who you bring to the table to help you decide about whether or not this is the right property for you. Let's talk about the situation where you see some real structural stuff going on. I know many years ago, I went into a home and boy, that looked so nice. It wasn't a repossessed property. It's just an ordinary sale. But on the floor of the home on the inside, there was a crack and it was as long as the whole room in which, in which I was in. And I instantly said, I ain't getting this because this looked like this is foundational. Mind you, it may not have been. But yeah. When you have a situation where, you, like you say, you don't have a lot of time to think about these things because people are hot to buy now. Is this what you call a buyer's market now?
This would be a seller's market.
Oh, market, meaning?
Yeah. So seller's market means there are a lot of buyers. There's right. little inventory. And so sellers are benefiting from the market conditions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because just like you say, pre-COVID, I'd heard it was a buyer's market at that point, eh?
Correct. Mm.
See how things change overnight, people? That's why you got to be ready. But I wanted to know whether if a contractor is needed, is there a time where, say I come today and I realize, structurally, I think I probably need a contractor to come tell me if this is going to be okay, or an engineer or somebody like that. Do you make arrangements for them to come back individually with their contractor or their engineer to take a look at the place if there's time?
So yeah, barring their ability to bring that person the first time, as is our suggestion, then we can set up a subsequent viewing for that contractor to come into the property. Right. One of the things that we found, and again, you know, to a large degree, we're working with newer buyers, especially in the repossessed market, and definitely under that $200,000 price range or around that $200 price range. These are more often than not new buyers, right? First time property owners. And so we have partnered with, again, you know, we're about collaboration and we're about assisting these people. And we kind of started this talking about our objectives to help someone with service first.
Right.
And service first means, listen, this person is their first transaction. They don't know who's a reputable contractor. They don't know where to go to find one.
Right.
And so we've partnered with Eagles Water Development, a very reputable construction firm or construction company that accompanies our clients on showings to help them answer those tough questions. Is this crack structural or is this cosmetic? Is this something I need to be concerned about? How extensive is the termite issue? How much is the roof repair going to be, right? How much should I offer on the property? How much are the repairs going to be? And so those questions are answered very, very quickly. We just had him go with us on a showing just last week with another client and conversations are actively happening. People are happy with their service, this partnership as well, because it makes it so much easier.
I told you, ladies and gentlemen, this man is doing dynamite things in the field of real estate. Who else is out there doing these things? This is why I wanted to bring him here to empower you today, to motivate you today, so that you can see the vision of yourself in your new home in short order. If you just follow the things that we're saying here today to get yourself ready. And Matt, just we're going to have to close in a minute. And just to let everybody know, it's not over until it's over. So this is only part one of this series on property matters. And we'll be back again next week at 11 a.m. God spares all of our lives. To conclude this conversation, but I just wanted to add this little bit in, Matt, before we go, about what people should be doing before even going to view these homes to see if it's a home for them. I say, go to HGTV, watch the show Flip or Flop. Mm-hmm. That's an excellent show. I watch it every single time it's on because you know why? They tell you, they show you there how the most horrific of homes be renovated and made to look like jewels by the end of the day, if you have the right contractor in place to help you make it happen. So watch that show, see what they do when the tub looks like this and the roof looks like that, and get your ideas together and keep being hungry for ideas. Suppose I encounter this when I go with Matt to see this piece of property. I think it could be fixed. By this measure, that measure. Now they talk a lot about codes, building codes in their process. And you know, ours may be a little different, but just so you know, this is what you can be doing to get your mind going in a certain direction. And I, as an attorney, I would say, and as a person, I would say, make sure when you have your eyes set on a person, a piece of property with a home on it, drive the area, go in the area in the day, go in the area in the night. Because an area may be quiet in the day and they partying all night and you can't sleep because you was a person working on the police force, or you a nurse, or you, you know, you can't handle that, or, you know, there may be, this may be an area that floods. And you don't need to find out after you done buy the thing. And you, you cake up on the property now, trying to fix it so you can live in it. That, hey, me and my family can drown in this place.
Right, exactly.
Before nightfall, you know, and ask questions, man. Why, you know, if there's a reason why this property isn't, you know, selling, ask some questions, man. Why ain't nobody really been interested in this? Somebody get killed in here. You know, because, you know, I believe it's in the States now where they have this situation where I believe it's law that you have to tell somebody if you're trying to sell the property, a murder happened here.
Absolutely.
Ask questions, because, you know, we're suspicious and we think spirits.
Spirits
will be hanging around, and rightfully so. So ask the questions, eh, Matt?
You have to ask the questions. And that's why, you know, that's why I say, and let me just run this scenario for you right quick. When you drive by and you see real estate signs all over the place, and you as an attorney, this illustration will work well for you, Indiana, because if you're driving by a property and you call the sign that you see, hey, I'm interested in that property, I want you to take me into it.
I
call that the equivalent of choosing, choosing your spouse that you're divorcing, choosing their attorney to represent you in the divorce proceedings. It would be illogical to say, hey, listen, I know you represented my wife in the divorce. Why don't you represent me as well so I could get a discount? That would not work well for you.
Right.
Similarly, when you're buying real estate, you need someone that's going to ask the tough questions for you.
Yes.
Right. And so that's what getting an agent to represent you does. It makes sure that the hard questions that the agent might not be extremely forthcoming about, that they could ask those questions. How many days has the property been on market? How many people have seen it? What was it appraised for, right? Was it under contract before? Did it fall out of contract, right? What's the reason that they're selling the home? And so these tough questions that you might not even know to ask, getting an agent is going to get that answered for you.
Okay, Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you enjoyed the show. We got to go, but we'll be back with Matt Sweeting, Realtor, next week at 11 a.m. God spare all of our lives. Come back and get inspired. I want to thank you, Matt Sweeting. I want to thank you, Eric Knowles, who's been my super producer for the day. Thank you to the listening audience. You have a choice. I'm glad you made us your choice this morning. Thank you to all the sponsors, my family and friends who pray for me, Mr. Dwight Strawn, who gave me the keys to the car again today, and God, my source. Have a great day, everybody. I'm attorney Indiana Fitzgerald.